1 John 4, 1-6. Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God. Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is from God, and every spirit that does not confess Jesus is not from God. This is the spirit of the Antichrist, which you heard was coming, and now is in the world already. Little children, you are from God and have overcome them. For he who is in you is greater than he who is in the world. They are from the world. Therefore they speak from the world, and the world listens to them. We are from God. Whoever knows God listens to us. Whoever is not from God does not listen to us. By this we know the spirit of truth and the spirit of error. Detailed understanding. In this passage, John warns believers against blindly believing every spiritual message or teacher that claims to be from God. He instructs them to test the spirits by evaluating whether they align with the true gospel message about Jesus Christ coming in the flesh as both divine and human. Those who reject or distort this truth are influenced by the spirit of the Antichrist, the spirit of deception that opposes Christ. John assures believers that the Spirit of God within them has overcome these false spirits. He contrasts the world's lies with the truth from those who know God and affirm the reality of the incarnate Christ. Bible examples. The Bereans examined the scriptures to verify Paul's teaching, Acts 17:11. Paul rebuked the false teachings of Judaizers about works-based salvation, Galatians 1:2. Jesus warned of false prophets who appear as sheep, but inwardly are ravenous wolves, Matthew 7:15. Practical explanations. Believers must be discerning to distinguish truth from error, light from darkness. Anything that denies or distorts the biblical gospel of Christ should be rejected. Test teachings against the full counsel of Scripture, not personal preferences. If a spirit does not glorify Christ and lead to the truth, it is from the Antichrist spirit. Good example. Carefully examining a teacher's views about Jesus' full humanity and deity before accepting them. Bad example. Quickly believing any teacher's claims without scriptural verification. Bible example of testing false spirits. The Ephesians rejecting false apostles and testing those who claimed apostleship, Rev 2:2. Bible example of being deceived. Some in the Galatian churches were led astray by false gospels of works-based salvation. Conclusion. According to 1 John 4, 1-6, Christians must be discerning and test every spiritual message or teacher by evaluating whether they rightly confess the truth about Jesus Christ coming as both fully God and fully man. Anything that denies or distorts this central gospel message is from the deceptive spirit of Antichrist. By measuring all teaching against Scripture and clinging to the apostolic gospel, believers can reject the world's lies and hold fast to the spirit of truth.